From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism. Mr. Modi's trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. At least two gunmen opened fire in a marketplace Wednesday in Tel Aviv near the Israeli Defense Ministry, killing three people and wounding at least six. Police say two gunmen were neutralized with one shot. Israeli police are calling it a terrorist attack. They are combing the area for bombs. There has been no claim of responsibility. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to hold an emergency meeting with his country's security chiefs. A suicide bomber blew up his car outside a police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria. Officials say four people were killed by the blast in the town of Midyat in Kurdish-majority Mardin province. As many as 30 people were wounded. Fighting reportedly broke out between Turkish forces and Kurdistan Workers' Party militants as the attack took place. Afghan police say insurgents abducted 47 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan Wednesday morning. A provincial police chief says security forces rescued a few of the hostages and then began planning an operation to release the rest. A Nigerian rebel group is rejecting the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks. Those attacks have been disrupting the country's oil production. The group, known as the Niger Delta Avengers, said on its Twitter account Wednesday that it was not negotiating with any government committee. This is VOA News.